I don't wanna be the boy that runs in the back. I don't wanna be the kid that falls in the dark. All I really want to be is the guy that gets that girl.
Welcome to the AJ Steele Show. We discuss politics, sex, money, and everything in between. And now, here's your host, an immigrant, a self-made millionaire, an American, AJ Steele.
Everything I say and do, I'm just not good.
Welcome to the AJ Steele Show. I've been sitting around in my home, looking at my weapons, getting them ready in case I need to use them. And I've been thinking about everything that's going on in this country. And the more I was thinking, the more angry I was getting. And I started thinking about what led to this whole situation. The arrest and death of George Floyd, the cop who hurt him by putting his knee on his throat, and our media, which was only too happy to inflame the situation. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized none of this would have happened if George Floyd wasn't a criminal. Not to mention that this rioting and mayhem and looting has very little to do with him. And in reality, why are we elevating this man, this criminal, into a national hero? Let's think about it. How many of you have heard of a black guy, an African-American guy called David Patrick Underwood? For all of you who don't know because you haven't heard his name in the news, or definitely not enough, he's a 53-year-old African-American federal employee who was gunned down by either Antifa or Black Lives Matter during the so-called peaceful protest for the memory of George Floyd. Why don't we hear more about him? Doesn't his life matter? A decent African-American man who had a job and had respect, and he wasn't a bum, and he wasn't a drug addict, and he wasn't trying to pass out fake $20 bills at the market. What about him? What about his life? Who's marching for him? Who's talking about him and his family? Where's the media? Where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Antifa? Where's Joe Biden? Where's Barack Obama with his beautiful speeches? Where's the rest of the race-baiting Democratic Party? They're nowhere to be found. Dave Patrick Underwood's life doesn't matter. I guess only certain black lives matter to Black Lives Matter. I am so sick and tired of hearing about George Floyd. And I know that nobody in the media would dare say what I'm saying. Not on the left, not on the right, not the conservatives, not the liberals. But I'm sick and tired of hearing about him. Yes, what happened to him was wrong. Yes, that cop acted like an animal, a brutal thug, and he should pay for what he did. But none of that justifies what's happening in America. None of that justifies the looting and the burning and the hurting and the killing of innocent people. George Floyd was a criminal, and he has some responsibility in what happened to him. If he wasn't a thief, if he wasn't passing bad bills, the police would have never been called on him, and none of this would have happened. So it's about time people start taking responsibility for their actions. This is the last time I'm going to say it. The police was wrong. This man should have not died for what he did. But had he not been a criminal, none of this would have happened. And I'm sick and tired of all of these people in the media trying to blame all the mayhem and the looting and the bloodlust out in the streets on this man's death. A man who was a drug addict and a common street criminal. Every day in America, people die. They die at the hands of black criminals. They die at the hand of white criminals. They die at the hand of Mexican criminals. They die. Every day, thugs hurt other people. And I don't hear anything about them. And I don't hear the media apologizing left and right for every murder. I don't hear the media apologizing left and right for every looting and destruction of someone's life. So I don't want to hear another word about George Floyd anymore. Enough of this crap. Enough of the excuses. We need to start waking up and realizing that our country is burning. And it has very, very, very little to do with George Floyd. It has everything to do with idiots who are out there looting and stealing. Worthless human beings who are just a bunch of thugs of all races, by the way. This is not just a black thing. There's plenty of white thugs out there. These are worthless human beings who have never done anything worthy in their miserable little lives. And you know what's the sad thing? They're not the ones even in control of all the situation. They're useful idiots. They're being egged on by the freaking socialists and the globalists who run this world and want to destroy not only President Trump, not only the United States, but the whole system. They want to destroy the Western world. And they are the ones running the show behind the scenes. The black thugs running in the streets are nothing but useful idiots in this game. The rioters are just a bunch of thugs, just animals, like they've been released from the zoo to steal and to hurt people. But the masterminds behind all of this, they're not the black people. Like I said, the blacks are, as usual, just useful, willing patsies. The only difference is that this time they're not slaves picking cotton for their masters. This time they're looting and acting like animals for a new boss. The globalist overlords who play them like a fiddle. The times have sure changed, but sadly the story, it remained exactly the same. And all the white kids out there, the bum, lazy white kids who live with their parents, who never held a job, never had to account for anything in their lives, these losers that sit around and play video games all day and smoke pot, these young 20 and 30-year-olds are the biggest monsters that we've created. And you know who I blame? I blame white America. I blame their parents. I blame the politicians. I blame the corporations. I blame the media. I blame the schools. I blame the whole damn system. These overgrown white suburban kids are a bunch of uneducated morons, a bunch of drones with not an original thought in their mind. They are just like the black thugs out there. They're just white thugs. These emotionally impotent little creeps are full of jealousy and envy and guilt, and they have misplaced anger. They hate their parents, but they take it out on society. And on top of it all, they have a sense of entitlement. These white suburban kids think the world owes them something, and they haven't done a thing to earn it. They've never done anything worthwhile in this world. They never read a book. They never wrote a book. They never built anything or done anything constructive. They sit home and do nothing, and their white parents support this behavior because their white parents are pieces of crap. They are selfish, self-centered a-holes. That's what they are. And that's why they don't care what their kids do. They don't pay attention. They don't want to confront them. They rather go the easy way. Here's some money, sweetie. Here's some money. Oh, let's send you to college to learn about gender studies. That's what they do. These parents should be ashamed of themselves. They raised a whole generation of angry, miserable, impotent little creeps. That's what they did. And these little creeps are envious of anyone who's successful, anyone who's worked hard and achieved something in this world. They want it for themselves, but they're not willing to do the work. So what do? They call for socialism. They burn. They loot. They agitate. They hate themselves. They hate white America, even though they're whites. You know what the cause of all this is? It's called white guilt. It's the same white guilt that our idiotic white teachers stuck into our brains since first grade. It's the same white guilt that Hollywood tells us about on a daily basis and the media. Well, I'm tired of white guilt. I'm tired of any kind of guilt, okay? I did not enslave or even discriminate against anyone. I don't know any white people in this country that enslaved anybody. As a matter of fact, I don't know any racist people in this country, except for the ones who are constantly crying and complaining about racism. They're the racists. Many of the blacks complaining about racism on the streets are the racists. Same for the Spanish people that complain about racism. They're the racists. The self-loathing whites full of white guilt who don't know any black people and want nothing to do with them, they're the racists. Not us. Not regular hardworking Americans. We don't see color anymore, but we're reminded of it on a daily basis. We're bombarded with it, and it's got to stop. I will not take responsibility for stuff that happened hundreds of years ago. It's not my fault, and it's not your fault. I want to take a little break because I'm really overheated right now, and I hope you stick around to listen to what I have to say because I have a lot more to tell you. This is the AJ Steele Show.
The AJ Steele Show. Think of your loudmouth best friend, hated by all the wives, because he tells it just like it is. You finally see your love belongs to me.
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. So today is a very warm day in the Bay Area. We're supposed to hit about 90 degrees, and I woke up ranting and raving, and I just can't handle all the stuff that I'm seeing on TV, the blatant violence, the racism, and then on top of it, all of those liberals and the media just attacking President Trump and anybody that wants to stand up for law and justice. Have these people lost their minds? People are losing their lives, they're losing their properties, they're losing everything. But let me tell you what happened this morning. Mrs. Steele got really mad at me. Mrs. Steele, naturally, is my wife. And she said, if I don't stop, I'm going to blow a fuse. So I'm going to try to calm down. She also warned me that she's going to use my shotgun against me. Now, Mrs. Steele happens to be of Irish-British extraction. She's a white woman. And basically what she's doing is showing me how institutional racism works right here in my very house. As a man with dark skin and someone who has a little color in him, I don't have a right to talk. I don't have a right to speak out my mind. I'm not allowed to get angry. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to feel like I can't breathe anymore. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to loot all of my kids' bedrooms. I'm going to trash the house. I'm going to graffiti my very own walls. And on top of it, I'm just going to burn down the whole neighborhood. That's going to show her. That's going to stop all the institutional racism in my house for once and for all. How many of you out there still believe in this whole myth of institutional racism? Just look around. It's horrible. I mean, we had a black president. We have black governors. We have black mayors in all these liberal cities that are crying about racism. We have black school board members. We have black leaders at every point. And thanks to affirmative action, we have women and black people and Hispanics virtually running every police and fire department in this nation. I urge you to take a look at who's the chief, who's in charge, and chances are it's going to be a woman or somebody black or somebody Hispanic. Now, some of them are qualified and they're great people and they should be in their position, but I'm going to make a bold statement. Most of them are not good enough to be in a position they are. Most of them were put there by affirmative action or by white guilt, and most of them are there because someone more qualified, who most likely happens to be a white male, was discriminated against. So yes, we do have institutional racism, and it's not against black people, it's not against Hispanics, it's not against Asian people, it's against white Americans. And you think this is exclusive to police departments and fire departments? Look on TV, see who's giving you the nightly news, see the diversity over there. And it's not just there, it's even in other professional fields, hospitals. I know for a fact that many women doctors and African-American doctors and Hispanic doctors who may not be the best doctors around are the ones being promoted in lieu of better white and Asian doctors. So I don't want to hear another word about institutional racism. I don't want to hear a word from all these bums on the street that don't work and all the scum politicians and all the corporations who are pandering to this crap. Now let's get back to this whole George Floyd tragedy. And I hope you realize I'm not trying to minimize what happened to him in any way. But let's have some perspective over here. George Floyd, as far as I'm concerned, or at least based on what I've seen, is one of those guys that all of us know. Every town has a few of those guys. They're always hanging out. They're always bumming cigarettes from other people. They're always short on money and they're asking for a couple of bucks here and there. Sometimes they're drunk. Sometimes they're high on drugs. And when the opportunity presents itself, they do crime. They fight on the street, they steal, sometimes they even rob. They're not the worst people on this earth, but for sure they're far from being the best people on this earth. They're not the kind of guys that most girls want to bring home to meet their parents, okay? But the main question in my mind is this. Where was Black Lives Matter when this guy was doing what he was doing on the street? Where were all these politicians? How come none of them cared for the George Floyds of this world unless they get killed by a white police officer? All these people that yell out justice for Floyd. And I'm talking specifically about the white rich people that couldn't give a damn about George Floyd. Where were they when he was out on the streets? And not just him, thousands of people just like him. Where was that piece of human garbage, Al Sharpton? I didn't hear a peep from him. Where was Cuomo? Where was Newsom? Where was Nancy Pelosi? Where was Black Lives Matter? Where was Antifa and George Soros? None of them were around. They're all busy sitting around getting rich and at the same time plotting on how to destroy our whole republic. They don't care about black lives. They don't care about white lives. It's all about politics. It's all about socialism. It's all about communism. It's all about the jealousy of the have-nots against the haves. But the question remains, is this about institutional racism? Is this about white people bad, black people good, white people bad, brown people good? Or is it because some cultures are less educated? Or is it because some cultures have less of a family system? Is it because some cultures in general are lazier? I'm going to say it, lazier. Is it because some cultures are more violent and more prone to criminal behavior? And we can talk all we want. Oh, there was no dad. Oh, the system. But you know what? Each individual needs to be responsible for what he does in this world. I find it so disingenuous to hear all these white liberals, all these virtue signalers who are huge racists, basically. They have complete racism towards minorities. It's called a racism of low expectations. These self-righteous jerks give a pass to any kind of bad behavior by black people or by brown people because, oh, they didn't have a family. Oh, because they're poor. So basically, they can rob, they can steal, they can cheat, they can completely neglect their own children because they have the right color. It's almost like these liberal millionaires and politicians are saying, they can't help it. These blacks are too stupid. These Hispanics are too stupid. They can't help it. They have to rob and they have to act like thugs. They have to join gangs. They have to burn and loot things. They have to be angry. They have to talk like animals. They're basically so stupid that the government has to take care of them. They can't take care of themselves. They need to be wards of big government. That's what these liberals are saying. They're basically the biggest racists of all. They're the ones who are saying that black people cannot survive in our society. They are the ones claiming that Hispanic people are inferior. Racism of low expectations. That's what every foaming at the mouth liberal has. Racism of low expectations. And their whole behavior is so rude and patronizing towards people of color. They make me sick. This kind of racism is the worst kind of racism, and it's completely patronizing to black Americans who made it big in America because of their hard work and intelligence. It's patronizing to any Spanish immigrant who came here from another country and did well in the USA. It's patronizing to anybody who started from zero and pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and succeeded. So who's the real racists here? Who is trying to say that the law should not be applied equally to everyone? It's not us, it's them. Who's the one saying that the looters should not be jailed? Who's saying that drug dealers and killers should be released? Who is saying that we should cancel the bail system? You tell me, is it the people on the right, conservative, hardworking Americans? Or is it the elites on the left? I think you know the answer. And when we get back from our break, I want to tell you what's behind all of it. And believe me, it's much more sinister and much bigger than you ever realized. This is the AJ Steele Show.
You're listening to the AJ Steele Show, where no topic is off limits, no discussion too harsh, no truth more true. The AJ Steele Show, we tell it like it is.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl.
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. Many of our cities are burnt down. The stores are looted. Americans are frightened and scared. And the mobs just don't seem to quit. They didn't just kill people and steal property and burn and loot and destroy neighborhoods and break glass. No, no, that wasn't enough. Because now they're asking for something completely new. They're asking for all police departments to be disbanded and disarmed. Yes, this is America in the 21st century. But like I told you before, many of these protesters, I don't even want to call them protesters, many of these thugs and looters and criminals out there in the street, they're not doing this on their own. They're doing this because there's a vacuum in America. There's a huge vacuum in morality and in leadership and in law enforcement for that matter. And this vacuum was created due to several things. One of the primary ones is our educational system, which completely mocks religion and God, constantly pushes for anarchy and lawlessness, and never neglects to sow racial division. These so-called educators, most of them happen to be white. Yes, they're white people. These self-hating pseudo-intellectuals completely made white Americans feel guilty for everything that ever happened in this world to minorities. In some ways, these sickos believe that being white is the new original sin. Now, mind you, in my opinion, America is the fairest country in the whole world to all people. And I can attest to that being an immigrant and a minority. But all that stuff doesn't matter. White Americans today live in white guilt. Guilt for things that most white Americans have never done. Guilt for things that happened hundreds of years ago, or 60 years ago, or 70 years ago. But this guilt is unrelenting because it's been driven into every American's brain by the school system and by our media. But that's not the only problem. We have a huge problem with the fact that most American men have been emasculated because of the feminist movement. They've been told, don't be macho, don't be a man, don't be tough, don't be rough. They've been deballed. Most American men today act like they have less testosterone than most women. They're not important. They don't count. They can't even act in any kind of an aggressive manner, even in sports. You're not supposed to be competitive. You're not supposed to be tough. You're not supposed to be a man. The whole concept of masculinity and manhood has been destroyed by the crazy feminists and by the mentally deranged, hateful gay community. So it's no wonder. I'm not at all surprised to see police officers, men who are supposed to be strong and dangerous looking, and figures of authority on their bended knees in front of these disgusting mobs, on their bended knee in front of these criminals and these thugs. And then there's the National Guard. Many of them look like a bunch of sissies who can't even stand up for themselves anymore. They're also on their knees in front of the murderers and the thugs that would kill their families and burn their homes. They're on their knees. What has happened to America? What has happened to the rule of law? I can't believe what I'm seeing. It breaks my heart. It's horrible to watch grown men groveling on their knees in front of a bunch of street scum. How dare they get on their knees? I hope they fire each and every one of these cowards, National Guardsmen. They're an embarrassment to our country. They're an embarrassment to their states. They're an embarrassment to their parents and families. And most of all, they're an embarrassment to themselves and their manhood. A couple of days ago, I tweeted my disgust at all of these people, all of these grown men, these soldiers and cops that are kneeling, and some idiot writes back to me that that's how you do diplomacy. Really? You don't do diplomacy from a position of surrender. You don't fight a battle when you're on your knees. Read a history book. Google Neville Chamberlain. He was also famous for doing diplomacy on his knees with Adolf Hitler. All he did was kiss Hitler's butt. And when he was done, he waved a paper that Hitler signed and he told everybody, peace for our times. Unfortunately, the guy that he knelt to, Adolf Hitler, didn't really care much for what he did. He wasn't too impressed with all this kneeling. Because right after this pathetic display, he started World War II and the rest is history. You don't kneel in front of thugs and criminals. You don't debase yourself. You don't lower yourself. You don't try to make peace from a position of weakness, especially not with thugs and criminals and murderers. All you're doing is sending them a signal that you're weak, and it gives them carte blanche to continue with their mayhem and thuggery. But you know, this is much bigger than that. There's a master plan at work here, and this master plan is to take out President Trump, to take out all of his supporters, to take out middle America and white people, to take down the majority, to break our spirits, to destroy our financial base, to destroy our will, to turn us into dumb serfs that can be easily manipulated and easily controlled. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's the master plan. And believe me, when they're taking a shot at President Trump, they're taking a shot at all of you and me. They're taking a shot at middle America. So it's not just Trump, it's you. It's your ability to speak your mind. It's your ability to protect yourself with a gun. It's your ability to decide your own fate. They want to control everything. It's not communism. It's not socialism. Believe me, that's just a game. That's just their trick to try to fool the masses. It's all about the billionaire globalists having complete control over the masses, over your life, over everything that you do in this world. And that's what it's all about. It's no coincidence that that rat, Barack Hussein Obama, came out of his million-dollar mansion and started mouthing off against President Trump. It's no coincidence that George W. Bush, that SOB globalist, came out of his lousy Texas ranch and he's now mouthing off about Black Lives Matter. And what about General Mattis? Mad Dog? He's got mad cow disease. That's what he has. And General Kelly, they're all turning on President Trump because they're all globalists and they're trying to take him down. But believe me, it's not going to end with President Trump going down, because if he goes down, we all go down. All of America and its freedoms go down with him. You know, this didn't just start now. It started with the FBI trying to frame him for Russia collusion. It started with our House of Representatives trying to take him down and impeach him for Ukraine, for stuff he hasn't done. And you think it's just the Democrats? Who do you think John McCain was? What a traitor. He makes me sick. I hope he rots in hell. And who do you think Mitt Romney is? And what about those rats, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins? Another pair of so-called Republicans. So it's not just Pelosi. It's not just Adam Schiff. It's not just Barack Obama or Joe Biden, one of the nastiest, scummiest panderers the world has ever seen, a true racist at heart, who has done nothing but destroy race relations in his country. No, it's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It's our media. It's Hollywood. It's the professors, the seditious professors in our universities, and the high school teachers who are right along there with them fighting to destroy our beautiful country. So you know what? This is a war between good and evil. And only one side is going to win. One side has everyone I mentioned and much more. The entire globalist establishment, including the rich Europeans, the rich Middle Easterns, the rich Asians, they're all lined up against one man, President Donald J. Trump. You know who he is? He is the dam that's holding back all the floodwaters. He is the firefighter who's keeping back the fires of hell that all the globalists want to unleash on America. The fires that would burn away our civil rights. The fires that would destroy the First and the Second Amendments. The fires that would keep us from going to church or synagogue and believing in a God. The fires that would rage on and on until our independence is completely taken away from us and our republic lays in ruins. Is that the kind of country you want to live in? You think I'm kidding? You think I'm overdramatic? Take a look at the streets. Look at all the cops kneeling in front of the thugs and the criminals and the murderers. Listen to all the Democrats supporting these thugs and killers and murderers. Listen to the media. They're praising these animals. Listen to all the politicians on the left and the right, the mayors, the governors, the low IQ athletes and Hollywood figures. They're all throwing gasoline on this fire. Burn, baby, burn. That's what they want. But the fire is not just going to burn us. It's going to burn them too sooner or later. And then what? And then who rises out of those ashes? Is it going to be liberty? Is it going to be freedom? Will it be justice? Or will it be street rule, mob rule? And eventually, a small group at the top will control all of us. They'll have all the money. They'll have all the power. They'll have all the media behind them, including social media. And they will control all of us. And you know who the real slaves will be? Not the black people out there looting and rioting and destroying their own cities and our cities. The real slaves will be us, America. So don't act like this is not affecting you just because these rioters are not in your neighborhood. Stop paying attention to the media that's constantly attacking President Trump and think about who's on the right side here. Who's the ones trying to support law and order and police? And who's the ones trying to erase law and order and defund the police departments? Don't buy any of the noise from the left about social justice and about oppression. None of that is true. There's no oppression in America. We're all equal. We all get an equal chance. We all get an equal chance to succeed. But some of us just want the easy way out. And some of us are just useful idiots. And you see all of those idiots out there on TV rioting, destroying our streets, destroying our shops and our homes, destroying our and their future. It is so hard to believe that all of this is happening in front of our very eyes. But it is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the AJ Steele Show, I feel like America is on the brink of a civil war. I feel that we have to stand up, and we have to stand up for what's right, or we're not going to have a country for much longer. This breaks my heart completely because I never thought I would see this happening in my lifetime. I read about these things in the books. but it's right there in front of all of us. I'm not a sycophant or a groupie, but I truly believe that President Trump is the last firewall between us and the barbarians that want to destroy everything that we've worked so hard to achieve. So do your part. Don't give up. Don't be depressed. Don't turn off. Turn on. Fight back. Stand up and support your president. If he falls, we all fall. And we can't let that happen. We owe this much to ourselves and even more to our children and their children's children. You know, our parents left us a wonderful country. Let's do the same for future generations. This is AJ Steele. May God bless America forever.